Hello YouTube, Brian1980 here, welcoming you to a brand new Let's Play. And yes, I realize I ought to get up and get off my duff and upload more videos of my Entombed Let's Play, but I don't know, I've got I don't know how many episodes of that. Most of them are recorded, I just have the last episode left to record, or to re-record, since my first attempt at said episode ended quite badly. But anyway, I just haven't been feeling it, because it takes like an hour sometimes to upload those, each one of those episodes, an hour or more to upload, and this is on Wi-Fi with cable internet, so needless to say, I just haven't, and then I've had a lot of other crap going on, so. But anyway, I just figured I'd do another Let's Play, this one for a game called Super Liam, which is one of my favorite audio games ever. It's the first accessible side-scroller that we blind folks ever got. It was released back in 2004 by a company called Elworks, which is, well, they're in business, but the main man behind it, Liam Irvin, is now a working man and has been for quite some time, so he has less time for game development, although he still has his hand in. This game is based on side-scrollers from, like, the 90s, Mario, Sonic, that kind of thing. it's extremely basic, but it's still it's a lot of fun. And we're gonna boot it up now, and in today's episode, we'll go through the first level. Each level consists of two acts, and then a boss. And so we're gonna try and get through the entire first level, that being Act 1, Act 2, and the boss. Here we go. The little Elworks logo.
Elworks!
And then we get a little demo, but I'm going to press Control and
Elworks
skip that.
Elworks presents Super Liam!
Kind of goes through the whole.
Please choose an option.
Oh, from the start that took less time than I was expecting. So
load game, calibrate speakers, send score to exit.
Now the calibrate speakers just makes sure your speakers are configured right, and you should do this.
Start.
So
game.
We're gonna start the game now. The story is.
I gotta be dreaming. I'm not really a superhero. I mean, it's just not possible. It happens in like the movies and TV, but. That's not real, is it? No, it's not a dream. No.
Liam, it's me, Dr. Cord. How are you doing?
Well, I'm alive, but my head really hurts.
Well, you have to put the pain aside. This is really important.
Yeah.
What I can gather from your GPS system is you're on the beach of some kind. I'm not really sure what's out there. I sense some life forms. You better be careful, though.
I'll do my best, Dr. Cord.
Well, good luck.
Sandy Surf, Act 1.
Okay, now, this kind of jumps into it right quick, but the story of the game is that you play as, fittingly enough, Liam, a.k.a. Super Liam, who has been sent by the scientist Dr. Cork to stop an evil robot from taking over the Earth, Liam somehow got sucked into a portal that was created by the evil robot, whose name is X-1, and the portal was actually intended for Dr. Quark, although X-1 will be just as happy to get rid of us, but we have to fight our way through quite a few different levels to get to X-1, and we're on the beach, aka the Sandy Surf, and let's get going. Off to the right, that little blurp, 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 that's a robo-trooper. Robo-dog! And that is a monkey throwing a coconut out of a tree. And you want to run, you can't do anything about them except for avoid them. Now, whoa! Hello! Holy crap, that sucked. That actually...
90%.
10% of my health? Holy shit. But, I mean, what monkeys would be doing on the beach, I don't know. Suppose that makes about as much sense as just about everything else in video games. I suppose it makes about as much sense as, that little monkey dude in, Link's Awakening, the one that would sit up in the tree, near Mae Village, and drop exploding coconuts on you. And that little dog, Bow Wow, could eat him.
New notification from Facebook.
Damn it.
Facebook. William Allen, friends with Abby Cockenauer, also commented on Abby Cockenauer's status. Livingly. Ellipsis.
Ow. Stupid Facebook.
Viewfinder. Viewfinder. Elapsed time. Photo and video. Stop recording video.
Good.
Button.
Let's get away from him.
Health boost.
Let's see, how much did that?
90%.
Not too bad. I suppose I really ought to sign out of my Facebook and stuff when I do these, since I just have my phone to record on. Time bonus?
171 points. Your score for this level was 731
not
points.
Too bad.
Your total score is 731 points. Sandy Surf.
So technically, I actually only scored like 500-600 and something. Because the time bonus... Ow! That sucked. Why do they always have to be dogs? Why can't they be cats? Out of my way, damn it. See, the whole problem with the blind gaming community, and this really pisses me off a lot of times, is that a blind gamer will play a game like Super Liam, like this game, or even like Q9, you know, which is, you know, a little more sophisticated than, quite a bit more sophisticated, really, than this game. And they'll think, oh, they've seen everything side-scrollers have to offer, when, you know, these two games, as cool as they are in no way... representative of the full potential of side-scrolling games. So, it's like, when somebody mentions that they're developing a new side-scroller, it's like people, oh, we have enough of those already. We've got Super Liam, we've got Q9. Well, that's only two games. And it's like, good lord, it's like, people are just...
Health boost. 100%.
Ah, good, we're back at full. But yeah, it's like people think they've seen everything based on just a couple of games. It's like, you know, with Entombed, they're going to think, oh, we have enough RPGs. When, just like side-scrollers, RPGs have not been even remotely explored, really, in the audio gaming market. Okay, see if I can avoid that. Ooh, crap.
Extra life.
Now, like, if you want to turn around and face the other direction, you can hit the shift key plus the opposite direction from the one you're going, and you'll turn around without actually taking a step in the opposite direction. And actually, that's useful in some boss fights. Most of them, actually. Well, quite a few of them. Spoiler alert, there are bosses in this game. Not that I needed that health boost, I'm at full. Out of my way. Yeah! Let's see. Excuse me. Time to have a sip of Mountain Dew.
Time bonus, 79.
Oh god, that is bad.
Your score for this level was 1,159.
That's
points.
Not too bad.
Your total score is 1,890 points.
Ah, my communicator.
Well, hello there, Super Liam. I wanted to welcome you, but I have a lot of better things to do than deal with you. Well, anyways, I hope you enjoyed the beach, since you're about to get crushed by Airbot. Well, it was nice knowing you.
Sandy Surf,
and this
Airbot
is Airbot battle. Now, the way this works is he flies towards you, and if he gets close to you, he'll shoot you with a laser. And he makes kind of a whooshing noise. There he is. And so what you do is you shoot him, and then you run. And then he'll jump up in the air. Once you shoot him, he'll jump up into the air, and you run under him. And then you turn around and fire at him again once he lands. You don't want him to land on you, and you don't want him to get too close, or he'll shoot you. That little robot laugh. Got him! So he's pretty easy. You just shoot him, run under him, turn around, shoot him again when he lands, and run under. It's just a pretty easy.
Time bonus, 259 points. Your score for this level was 1,039
points. Not too shabby.
Your total score is 2,929 points.
Hey, that wasn't so bad at all.
Well, you beat Airbot, so what? Yeah, I got a big head. See if I care. Just remember, Liam, it gets harder.
Yeah, sure it does. Sure it does. Whoa! Talk about a warp or a jump or something. Wow, where am I?
Well, he wants to know where he is. Some superhero you are can't even tell where you're going.
Hey, man, shut up!
Yeah, you shut up too, you dummy. Well, you're on the suburban streets, and this is...
And again, I suppose it is in keeping with a lot of cartoon villains from that day and age.
Watch your step.
But what awaits us?
Suburban streets.
In the suburban streets. Well, you're just going to have to wait until next episode to find out.
Viewfinder. Photo and video. Stop recording. Viewfinder. Image.
Oh, come on.
No, stop recording video.